begins at 11:15. Chasing. We're always chasing. Chasing waterfalls. All right, Jesse.
Play a crazy game of poker, huh? By the way, schedule leak stuff. Leaky McGee reports that the Lions will host the G&G on Thanksgiving.
Who is Leaky McGee?
It's the same dude that is putting out the Commanders coming week two.
Is this the
NFL nerd,
like the nerd thing? Yeah.
Seems like they got a bead on what's going on. Carolina week nine. And that tells me, Jesse Nelson, that the G&G are going to close up the regular season against the Vikings.
Yep.
Minnesota, whether it's going to be at home or on the road, I don't know. But that's what that tells me.
Mm. I'm officially at the point, just tell me what it is at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm over all the weeks.
Let's keep. I like this little slow drip.
What's the point? It comes out at 7 o'clock. So you're going to know 5 hours early that the Packers play at Thanksgiving Day at 11. Just find out at 7 o'clock tonight. I hate this. Sorry. We negative noticed. Energy again. Sorry. Let's talk about the Brewers
that
instead. That's much
that
more positive.
Jesse, fix the Brewers for us in 90 seconds.
Hit better, play with more of an edge. Pat Murphy's team last year had an edge.
What are you reciting Murphy's press conferences?
No.
Nice work, Murph.
Play with an edge. Pitch better, hit better.
Well, their pitching is generally fine. Like, you're not going to pitch perfect every day, but their pitching has been decent, especially without Woodruff in there and some of the injuries they've been battling with. They can't hit the ball very well. Nobody's hitting the ball very well. They need everything to go perfect to score 3 runs in a game. Jeff Levering, I think, said a stat the other day on the TV broadcast. I think Lane Grindle said it on the radio broadcast, too. The Brewers at one point were 0-20 or something when they score 2 or fewer runs, and then they're significantly better if they score 3 or more. Sometimes it's that easy. Just score 3 runs, and you're probably going to give your pitchers enough support. Don't go into a game thinking you're going to win it if you score 1. You can't win if you don't score. So that's been a problem in Cleveland. I don't know how you adjust every individual hitter to make things better. I know he's tried shaking up the lineup and doing some things to get some people in there just to mix it up this time of year if things aren't going very well. But what Murph said about the edge definitely made sense. Last year, the first series, Rhys Hoskins starts a fight with the Mets, and that felt right away all right, this is different. This is fun. This team's got a little edge, a little grind to it. And this year, you just don't feel that
same
thing.
We need some blood.
So be edgier, and I'm quoting here.
Bloodier.
You can't
edgier
win games
bloodier.
If you don't score.
Got some dynamite drops.
Proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers is Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. David and his team, they're not litigating on behalf of the Brewers' offense, although it does appear to be seriously injured right now. If you have been injured, that's the one call to make. 8 to Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. Jesse has been trying to get to this roster holes story from Aaron Schatz all week. We're going to give him the opportunity before we say goodbye to him. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
For those of you that are big fans of Wilde and Tausch and fans of the Brewers, you can take in both the pregame coverage leading into Brewers Guardians on 620 WTMJ and 100.5 ESPN Madison, your homes for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, and stick with us by switching to either ESPN Milwaukee 94.5 ESPN or sticking on YouTube and watching us there. Jesse, you have had this Aaron Schatz story on the rundown for days. Not sure why, What is it? What's so great about Aaron Schatz's story?
He's one of the numbers guys.
That's a tough last name to be going into high school with. You know, if I'm doing an eighth grade commencement to Schatzy, you got to be careful now.
You got to be real careful. Nelly!
What? Am I saying something that ain't right?
Schatz Creek, am I right?
Whoa, Nelly!
Old Schatzinator.
Whoa, Nelly!
What's his name?
Yes, you've pointed that out. Ed, he points out in his article, he's a big numbers guy over at ESPN.com, NFL analyst there.
He thinks numbers are the Schatz.
Whoa, Nelly!
I think he prefers number two. For number one.
Now look at you getting it all. You couldn't help it, could you? We're so sophomoric.
Position of need based on numerical data from.
Can you imagine if his parents called him Whom? Whom Schatz?
Whoa, Nelly!
Again, that's not even that funny, but.
But it is.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
And yet it is.
What do you think remains the biggest position of need that the Packers have not addressed in free agency or in the draft this offseason? Tausch?
I can't stop thinking about it.
Just answer the question. What is the biggest position of need still remaining on the Packers roster? No, on the.
Can I clean it up? In all seriousness, and I don't want to belittle Schatz's article, but I think the issues have been addressed. If Jair Alexander comes back, which I don't know what's going on there. I do think at some point that gets worked out and he's back. Outside of that, that would be the spot that I would say, you know, they ended up going with a corner, in the 237th pick in Micah Robinson. Outside of that, you bring in Hobbs, and you heard everybody raving about Hobbs, and I think that they're expecting him to be a big-time player in what they're doing defensively. I don't think there's some glaring need. They addressed. It wasn't what we all thought. I think they think their edge and they addressed the edge a little bit. They didn't go big boy edge. Until they do, I think they thought the O-line was the weakest part of their team, along with the wide receiving core. And there ain't anybody, even the biggest anti-Gutenighters, can't say that they did not address those two spots.
I'm sorry, I already read this story. He says it's edge rusher. They drafted edge rushers with their fourth and fifth round picks. They have two former first round picks in Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness at the edge positions. They've got Kingsley and Igbare. They've got guys. Whether you agree that they're any good or not is certainly open for debate. But the bottom line is that when you have paid one guy who is a former first-round pick and then drafted another guy in the first round in 2023, you can't keep – since you're such a wagerer – can't keep throwing good money after bad. So they decided to go fourth and fifth round picks, and we'll see how that works out. Some might say they're dreaming fearlessly that Baron Sorrell and Colin Oliver can come in as rookies and contribute at a position that Aaron Schatz thinks stinks.
Well, I think Sorrell deserves a ton of credit in an era of young players where it's all about running from adversity. Sorrell ran towards it. He ran out and said, here we go. I'm embracing this. American Family Insurance has embraced Wilde and Tausch, been a proud sponsor from the jump. And for almost 100 years, they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. So you're free to enjoy chasing after your dreams like Baron Sorrell is. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Or find an agent at amfam.com.
We shift over to YouTube and 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee Alone. Thanks for those of you listening
whoa,
in Madison.
Whoa, Schatzy! We're getting Schatzy to come and do Whoa, Schatzy.
Whoa, Nelly!
For coming along for the ride with us today. We still got a half hour of show left. Enjoy the Brewers game if you're bailing on us. Take care. Be good.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks who have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No. Well,
Tausch rolls on, but now with our good friend Josh DiMaggio. Now, we've had this happen a few times, and it always happens at 11:30, which is when we traditionally play Whoa Nelly. And so Jesse leaves. Like, in theory, he could still join the show, right, in some capacity? There he is waving.
I don't know what he's... He doesn't.
But then he just dumps the Whoa franchise into Joshy's lap and says, hey, do Whoa Joshy, because I'm done. Josh, good morning. Thanks for taking over steering the ship, first of all. We appreciate you.
Good morning, and you're welcome. I'm happy to do it. I've thought last time, because it was just me and Jason, it felt a little weird for me to just hop into the show and run a segment after I hadn't been on the previous 2.5 hours. It doesn't seem to be like a stylistic fit to what we're doing here. Wouldn't it be best if the audience didn't really recognize the difference? I guess I could do a Jesse impression since he's an impression guy and get mad about the schedule leaking out for some reason.
Can you do it in David Bakhtiari's voice?
That one I haven't been able to work on.
And neither is Jesse. All right, well, if you're up for it, I would love nothing more than for us to play some Whoa Joshy.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It fell off the stand. That's what happened.
Get your eardrum in there now? What? It fell
That's
off
my
the
hand,
stand.
Dummy.
Oh, dummy.
Why don't you go cry at an 8th grade graduation?
Hey, Joshy, I have to ask, because we used some audio from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy yesterday, and you're obviously the award-winning producer. I think you guys won an award.
Sure did.
At the WBAs, right?
Yeah, yes. Jesse accepted it.
Yep, best morning radio show.
Just wait, Jesse accepted the award for those guys?
Yep, on our behalf. He was quite happy.
Look at that. Yeah.
He looks great, by
the
way.
That's the happiest I've seen him look ever. Were you laughing as much as we were when Chewy did his baby voice?
I wasn't, because he's done things like that similarly in similar spots. That, to me, what I heard was old hat. And I'm glad we have people like Matty Hayes around, because that doesn't stick out to me, because that's how Chewy talks sort of in all these situations. So it was good she got become almost a background noise to me. But removing myself from hearing it all the time, it is very funny that Chewy, who still looks like he's carved from, goes baby voice about talking about sports.
I thought
it was great.
Clip.
I love
it. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good at what he does. We keep him around. You know, a lot of times he'll walk us places we don't want to be. But, hey, sometimes you get some beauty out of it. I want to take our attention here to a thing I saw happen. And whenever technology and stuff comes up, I know old T is the guy I need to go to on this.
He's here to fix it.
Yep. Apple is reportedly planning to implant chips in people's brains by the end of the year. Is there any situation where Apple or Tesla or whatever Elon Musk outfit it is, you would allow them to print, to put chips into your own brain?
So, in a normal day and age, no. But if I was diagnosed with some debilitating mental injury, yeah, I would. Normal, no. Anything that is going to be debilitating and loss of function, at that point, don't you have to take a shot?
What do you got
so
to lose?
I have a friend who has Parkinson's, and he had a surgery in which they implanted some sort of, I don't know if a chip is the right word, but some sort of mechanism, and it has been a complete game changer. Mm-hmm. Like, it has thoroughly reduced the tremors, and again, this is all way above my intelligence level, but it sounds like the stuff works. Now, I don't know about this report, Josh, about Apple or Tesla, or I don't want anything from Elon Musk right about now. But if you're,
but you'll take it from Tim Cook? Like, come on, let's be
no, I'm not saying that either. I was about to agree with you. If it is impacting, if I have a debilitating, great word, very accurate word, brain-related issue that this could help, I am undeniably interested in that, right? Because I have seen what it has done for my friend with Parkinson's, and my hope would be that whatever they have planned, but that's the, this doesn't sound like, Josh, they're, is that what this is for?
Well, so the one with Elon Musk has had something similar where somebody had a debilitating disease that it was to be able to help them. The thing is, the technology companies versus the medical companies getting into it, it seems to be some eventual plan to have some sort of interface that you would be like connected to your brain via. It's sort of what it's sounding like. Like, I think they're starting with a, hey, if you have Parkinson's or whatever, this can help. But I mean, we all know how this goes. It's you get in one way, and then what's the ultimate goal with this? And once it's worked out,
there's no way our government and our society will mandate you to do things medically. Like, there's no way that'll happen.
I don't think we were talking about I'm going to woe Nelly this before this goes any further.
Well, you brought it up. I didn't.
I didn't bring up mandating anything, Aaron Rodgers.
You just did. You said you know how this goes.
No,
and
I was
we
saying,
do know how this goes.
He just called you. He just called you Aaron Rodgers.
I did. Yeah, I did.
And he hates Aaron Rodgers.
You know how this goes. Meaning, once you have the ability to do one thing, you start doing others. That's how technology.
That's what I just
work.
Said.
You made a different.
Yeah, that's what you just said. I do have. Before you get to your next topic, I sent the boys this thing that I saw. And listen, man, AI robotics is, since we're on technology and Josh, he's talking about mandating all this stuff. Masseuse. A AI masseuse robot.
Oh, God,
like, these
yes.
robots. Did you see it?
I did. And as someone who I don't have a whole lot of interest in massagery to begin with, I don't want to be touched. Aren't you concerned that this...
Good thing you're not the Browns beat guy, am I right?
It's not a bad line right there by you. And no longer the Ravens, clearly. Aren't you concerned that the AI massage machine could go haywire?
Yes.
And could end up causing you actually an injury instead of improving your flexibility and making you feel better?
Do you think that?
Because that was the first thought I had when I looked at that.
Will that be voice activated where you say, hey, Susie, slow it down. You're needling my back a little too heavy. And then Susie starts strangling you. Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't.
Well, you have human massage experience, right? Because as a player,
yep.
You guys all got, you needed that to get through the car accident you were in every Sunday, right?
Yep.
How exactly does that work? And is it a pleasurable experience? Or is it more like the deep tissue stuff, which I feel like you come out of it with your body better off, but going through it, it kind of isn't fun. Is that an accurate depiction?
It just looked like, man, I think when you're starting to talk robotics, and I do believe that in the next 5 years, everybody's going to have a robot in their house. that's going to be like the vacuum, and it will do all of the...
I'll take the over on that.
No, I think it's going to happen.
Did we not learn from Will Smith and iRobot? No. We can't have that.
We have not learned.
I'll take
that.
The over on everyone in 5 years.
Well, how about this, Joshy? There will be more than 100 million robots doing your normal household stuff in the next 5 years.
I take the over.
100 million is a lot of them.
Yes, it is a lot.
350 million
people and I don't want to get on a soapbox here, I think we have a lot of people who are unwittingly doing the bidding of these tech companies and AI companies by showing and talking about things that are able to do things that they actually are not. And it is still in an early phase. It isn't as efficient as they say, and it doesn't work as well as they want you to believe. If you look at the history, if you look at the history of a lot of these companies, there's a lot of things they say are going to come out and change the world, and they never actually make it to the consumer. So I would hold off.
This reminds me of an old skeptic or believer, and I feel like Josh is.
That was a fun game. I like that game.
Whoa!
Let's get back.
This is the good one, though, and I know you guys are going to have a great one. Whoa, Ashy! You guys are going to have a good one. This is movie themed. R.I.P. to a movie icon. Morris the Alligator from Happy Gilmore died at nearly 80 years of age. I want to know who are the best movie or TV animals of all time.
Oh, this is... There's two for me.
I know which... You got the horse, right? What is Ed?
Well, Mr. Ed is great, and I think he needs to be on everybody's
list.
The
kicking donkey...
Yeah,
that kicking donkey, I think his name was Gus. That mule was something else. I mean, Josh, that mule won a championship.
Yeah.
Like he didn't miss. He was strong. He just was fantastic.
One of the greatest kickers ever.
I think, and then obviously for me, one of my all-time favorite kids' books, I'm going Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. Like a lot of people go Wilbur. You know, they have the old pig and, all this. That's great. Charlotte. With Templeton being right next to Charlotte, I think that movie, that story, tells you a lot. That's going to be in my deal. I'm going Charlotte and the mule, the kicking mule in that football movie. Those are my two big ones.
What about Air Bud?
Air Bud's got a lot of pelts, a lot of films.
Too fake. So, just to be clear, Gus the Kicking Mule, not too fake. Air Bud, too fake.
Have you ever gotten kicked by a donkey or a cow?
I have not. Have you?
Their hindquarters are strong. Like, they could make kicks. Now, whether or not it would happen, I don't know. But it's not as unreal. Like, Air Bud, like, come on. Air Bud ain't flying like that. That just ain't happening.
I've got a controversial entry here. Now, it was animatronic, but the great white from Jaws is
Jaws?
The greatest animal of all time in a movie.
No.
The what?
No. No.
Hmm.
I mean, I disagree. You can obviously pick it, but...
Yeah, for me, as much as I actually am very pro Air Bud, this one there's nothing close for me. It's Babe the Pig. Underrated film, great story. I'm all in on Babe the Pig.
What about Chance from Homeward Bound? You guys see that movie ever?
What about Turner and Hooch?
Oh,
Hooch was that's a pretty good one.
That one's a little before my
Hooch
time.
Hooch a big old dog now. Well, if you're going to go dogs, you have to go with Lassie, don't you?
Lassie has to be on the list, no
doubt. Old Yeller.
What's the whale movie or the
Free Willy?
Free Willy. What about is it Willy? I've never seen that one. Is that Willy?
I imagine since the main plot is freeing, it has to be Willy, right? Because he jumps over the famous scene. That's Willy.
I would think so. What about the snake from Snakes on a Plane?
All right. Whoa, Ashy.
Yeah, we jumped the shark.
Whoa, Ashy. Yeah,
we did, and it wasn't that animatronic shark either.
Okay, I guess that's the end of Whoa, Josh. We're going to have to come up with a different system.
I tried to stop this.
What do you mean? I thought that was awesome. I learned something there.
So, behind the scenes, Josh texted Jesse earlier today to say that it's stupid that we drop in on him for the last half hour of the show and then immediately put him in charge of a segment.
I don't understand how Jesse doesn't just keep doing the show. He's sitting right there.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't get that either.
Questions. I'm above my pay grade, fellas. I'm just here.
Yeah.
So we'll come up with a better plan. We are happy to have Joshy filling in while Jesse puts his feet up in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Wrapping things up here on Wildy and Tausch as Jesse puts his feet up in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Don't pretend that you're working now, Jesse. And then yet he still can't talk, right? Because we're airing the Brewers? Then get the hell out of there. Stop putting yourself on camera. Joshy, I have a question for you because you work in the Grubel Office's One Call That's All studios at the Avenue in Milwaukee. I'm curious, what has been the reaction to the news that it is the Minnesota Vikings and not the Green Bay Packers going to Ireland to play the Pittsburgh Steelers? And Ben's reporting from a few months ago.
The reaction is, and it's probably letting Ben off the hook a little bit too much, is that we should have never trusted Ben in the first place. He has a reputation.
Shame on us.
Right, that precedes him. We've been down this Ben road before, and you know when you enter into the Ben Bruss sweepstakes, you might get burned. I have firsthand knowledge of this, being told in front of everyone, being told in front of a partner that I wasn't invited to his wedding. So, you know, it's an enter at your own risk type of thing.
So you're not giving him the grace that once the Steelers started pursuing Aaron Rodgers, that maybe the thought process changed, the Steelers wanted that game at their place. You're not giving him any sort of space on that?
Privately, publicly, it's Ben Brust as a bozo, and I think that's the best way to operate here from here fence forward.
Is that fair, Tausch? You're nodding in agreement.
Life
is that a fair policy?
I told him yesterday on KPN he needs to double down. He needs to start making predictions on Giannis, what that trade might look like. That's where he needs to go. To put a bow on this schedule thing, though, leaking, a lot of leaking going on, right? A lot of leaking.
Leakage.
Green Bay's going to get its opener. It's going to get a home opener. It's going to get against Detroit. I think Packer fans are going to be incredibly excited about that. I think the team is going to be excited about it. And I think Matt LaFleur, even though Ben Johnson, who's started this rivalry with him, even though he doesn't barely know Ben Johnson.
Correct.
These boys want the Detroit Lions. They want to put one of those big lion manes. You know, you got, they're going to put that bad boy up on the wall. That's what they're looking to
like
do.
Like James Earl Jones in Coming to America, where he's like wearing it?
I don't know. I haven't seen
it. You've seen Coming.
I just told you I have.
It's got Chris Rock in it, from what I understand.
Fair enough.
That's it for us today.
See you, boys.
Good work, boys.
Well, you mailed this in almost as much as Jesse did. And now, look at him. He left. He hung up. All right. Our work here is done. What great teammates we have, Joshy. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.